I opened the mail this week. Actually, it came via email. And there it was, my 6 monthly bill for health insurance. And it's a whopper. And it makes you think, should I actually continue on with private health insurance? Or should I just rely on the medical system? Now, I'm what you call Generation X. So I'm into my early 40s. And when you get to my age, you probably start thinking, no, I need to make sure I have private health insurance cover. I've got family, I've got kids. And things start going wrong with you once you reach your 40s. But what about the generation below? What about millennials? They are dropping out of private health insurance. And this is an issue because it means the rest of us are going to need to pay more. Our premiums will rise if they keep dropping out. Emily Jacks is a millennial expert and has had a look into this. Hello, Emily.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm worried because literally my private health insurance is a mozza. It keeps going up every year and I'm worried that it's going to keep going up because millennials are dropping out.
Yes, well, according to a recent study, they're dropping out in droves and the whole healthcare industry is at risk of collapsing because it's going to send our premiums even higher because the younger people see it as subsidising the older people and they don't really use it and they don't see value in it.
And in the end, that's what any insurance policy is, whether it's medical insurance or car insurance. Those that don't claim effectively are subsidising those that do, but I guess in a life cycle, you pay early on but then get the benefits later on. Do they not see it that way?
I think so. I think that they probably do, but in the now, when they're all trying to save for house deposits, they're probably prioritising maybe putting some cash in their pocket for now rather than for later. And, you know, they aren't called Generation Now for nothing.
Yep.
They do sometimes have a short-term view. But I think that the problem is that a lot of the private health insurance that we're paying for is not really good value for money if you're not using it. And, you know, there's some stories in this Grattan report that demonstrated that the younger people who did have it were disenfranchised because when they went to hospital and had to have a procedure done, they had all of these out-of-pocket expenses. And I think that a lot of people have had that experience. So they start questioning the value that they're getting. And we know that millennials have enormous consumer power. They're the biggest generation on record. And they're the biggest proportion of our population in Australia. And they're known to be killing lots of different industries. I saw a thing the other day about how they're killing the tuna industry. I don't know if you heard about that.
No.
It was pretty funny. It was in America,
right.
But apparently John West, the representative from John West, came out and said that millennials were killing the tuna industry and it was because they don't know how to use a can opener.
So they can't open cans of tuna?
Correct. So they had some talk show hosts going out onto the street and did a bit of a demo, and it was quite surprising. A huge proportion of them, A, didn't own a can opener, and B, didn't know how to use one.
Oh, gee.
So
you floored me with that one, Emily. And that's probably and when it comes down to it, there's probably more need for a younger person to use a can opener each day than it is to use their private health insurance.
That's it. But they definitely are shifting consumer behaviour in a big way. And I think that that's why the healthcare industry or the health insurance industry is quite worried because there's so many of them. And if they get wind of this and it becomes a bit of a trend, then it's going to have a massive, massive impact.
Well, you're right, because this has a massive effect on everybody because it is effectively younger people or healthier people, those that don't use the insurance as much, who are subsidising older people. And it will mean the premiums go up for the rest of us effectively. What do you think the private health funds actually need to do to stop people leaving?
Well, it's really interesting because I think that private health insurance is so expensive and it's so subsidised in Australia, you don't really understand why they need to keep putting premiums up so much every single year. I would be asking that question, like, you know, how much profit are they actually making? Because we have one of the best healthcare systems in the world. Let's not forget about that. I think that that's undeniable. But, you know, if we start looking at some of the big funds, what's their profit line looking like? And, you know, I think that that's really the question that we need to ask.
And some of those funds now are privately listed companies and have shareholders to answer to.
Mm-hmm.
Do younger people feel they can rely on Medicare, or do they have that attitude that, look, nothing's going to go wrong with me?
I think it's probably a bit of both. I think the Medicare system and our public health system is so great that I know some younger people who have told me that they would risk just going through the public system and not having to pay anything, and they're quite happy with that, and they're quite happy to wait if something does go wrong. So I think it's going to be a big problem, and I think that we're going to have to watch what happens next, really.
It's significant because in the end, the public system can't afford the private system to collapse and have more and more people left over, because then that's a drain on all the taxpayers. Excellent to talk to you. Thank you, Emily.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
Emily Jacks, who's a millennial expert. Well, will you tell me, 131873 is our number. Have you considered leaving private health insurance, whether you're a millennial or you're older? Do you feel it's too expensive and you're not getting value from it? As I said, I literally had my bill arrive this week. Now, for me, it's 6 monthly. I pay twice a year, and it was $2,000. It's $4,000 a year. Now, I've got 3 kids and a wife, so I feel that that's necessary, and I don't think I should be a burden on the public system. And I have had cause to use it on a few occasions in the last couple of years, and to be honest, I'm glad I have used it. Now, I was able to get into a hospital very quickly late last year for a colonoscopy. Now, had I not had that private health insurance and I used Medicare, I may well have had to wait a certain amount of time for the colonoscopy. Now, when it comes to that sort of thing, you want to know whether there's cancer there or not, okay? So I was quite happy to have private health insurance. Yes, it could have been done in the public hospital, maybe not by the doctor that I've been seeing. It is important to be able to have confidence that you're going to be looked after in hospital. But if you're whacked with a $4,000 bill for private health insurance, and money is tight for so many of us at the moment, it may be a choice of, do I drop this or do I maybe not pay the mortgage this month? It's becoming that expensive. Well, you tell me, are you sticking with private health insurance? Are you comfortable simply having Medicare? Is Medicare enough for you? Let me know. 131 873 is our number.